Welcome back to the MBH podcast. Money buys happiness. Guys, appreciate you. We fucking love you guys, okay? First things first, subscribe if you're not subscribed. Like the video, leave a comment. Every time I say, yo, say anything, people actually just comment anything. Yeah. Like the word anything, so it's crazy. I gotta go through a whole laundry list quickly. Merch is live, mbhtv.com. You know what to do. Snapchat, follow us on Snapchat. It's popping. We're the biggest show in Canada on Snapchat. Just a subtle flex there.
Is that a fake stat?
I made that one up.
Yeah.
I'll roll with that.
I made that one up. I'm not going to lie. It's not even written down. I just pulled that one out.
It was like the biggest Snapchat show.
I didn't even know we could speak. So I was just like, I'm letting you rock.
That was crazy.
I was going to congratulate you.
Were you convinced though?
Yeah, I was 100%. Yeah.
All right, cut this part out. Just leave the part that you said that.
The thing is, it could be true. I just don't know for sure.
It could be. There's a possibility.
Yo, okay. Before we announce who we're with, which they're already going at it. Shout out my Castania for this beautiful space. You guys seen us here before. We're back. We'll leave
check
all this
out.
Shit in
yeah,
the bio. We'll let you know what's good. So who the fuck is
we
in
New York?
No, that was horrible.
We in New York.
That was horrible, bro.
That's not, New York.
New York.
Yeah. It's New York.
Yeah.
We in New York.
It's not York. It's York.
All right, guys, listen. We have Chicklet and Melanie with us. Round
yes,
two,
sir,
baby.
Round yes. numero dos. Yes. Yes.
Your girl is back, and this time, I'm a fiance.
Yo, damn. Which is crazy, actually. Yo. First of all, congratulations.
Yes. Round of applause.
Yo, they probably had like a whole setup and lineup, and you was just like, nope, I'm going, I'm announcing it myself.
You can do the intro, it's fine.
No, we wanted to start there and say congratulations.
Yeah.
So we had you on last year, around the same time. And we spoke a lot about relationships, marriage, kids, social media marketing. We're going to do the same thing today because I think...
Fuck all that shit.
I'm
still the same me.
Are you?
No.
We're about to find out though. So on our last episode, you said you didn't believe in marriage.
I still don't.
That's crazy.
So crazy. How did this go down and like how long were you planning it and when did you decide that it was going to happen?
So... By that November, last time it was November, you said, right?
Yeah.
I already had the ring.
Stop.
Come on.
Oh, so you were playing it off nice.
You were cooking.
Also, wait, that was all like a flex, that whole episode?
this guy was cooking.
No, it's truth. Like, marriages to me was something that I didn't grow up with married people around. And it's still like what it means to a lot of people. I still don't mean that to me.
Okay.
But my perspective did change on when I proposed. It just felt like, okay, this is real. Yeah. So that did change. So marriage, probably when I get married, that probably would change for me too. Yeah. But I just don't like that people force themselves into something that is probably not real at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been together 8 years. We both didn't. Well, in the beginning, you didn't care about marriage. You
said in the beginning, I think I said it last episode. But I was like flip floppy. I'd be like, I don't really care about it. If it happens, it happens.
True.
I want to get married.
And I'm a super contradicting when it comes to this right now. Like, I'm going to sound like the biggest hypocrite ever because I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you do it.
I'm going to do it. It is you brought up a great point last time. He was like, if that's all they want, why not? They do all this stuff for you. Your partner does all this stuff for you. Why not just do it?
Yeah.
And that stuck with me
because
I was like, damn, if it's the same thing, right? If marriage is the same thing as what's happening now, then why not do it?
True. Only thing that changes a ring.
Only thing that changes is you're losing $100,000 for the wedding. That's it.
No, but you celebrate your love.
About to go broke, but that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Motherfuckers celebrate birthdays, but we can't celebrate our unity.
Okay. True. Do I like celebrating my birthday?
Damn, he got me.
Oh, you don't like it?
Nah.
You don't like celebrations and shit?
Today.
We'll get into that.
Yeah. No, because even when we spoke last time, you were saying like to get married, you would want some sort of reason.
Yeah, from right? her.
From her.
Yeah.
Right? And then was there a reason that came to be?
No. Well, it was more of this is what I want.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm totally fine with her just being like, I want to do it just because I want to do it.
Yeah.
That to me is a perfect answer.
It's fair.
But if you making up excuses for why we should do it.
Tax purposes. Benefits.
That was jokes. The tax for. And then the man said, I'll just pay the taxes.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So now you're feeling like I'm brushing you off, but that's not the reason why Yeah. I would want you to do this. I don't need that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel like if you did do it, that something would change between you two?
No. Okay. But it did. Yeah. At least for now.
So what changed? Like, how, yeah. Walk us through that.
I know immediately right away I did feel stronger. Like, it felt
grounded.
It felt real. Okay. Wow. Yeah, like, immediately.
For some reason, I'm jacking this because of the day he proposed. But if he proposed and then we kind of realized, like, holy shit, it's us two.
Mm. Yeah. Like one now, in a
yeah,
way.
Yeah. Like, any other time we get into an argument, it's us two versus each other.
Yes.
Like, I have my own opinion. He has his own opinion. And now, once we got engaged, the problem felt so minute. It felt mm-hmm. stupid. Like, why would we even get this angry with each other?
Yeah.
In order to, like, still be here committed with each other.
It's sort of like now it's like you two versus the problem.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, you two
versus
going at
each
it.
Other. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you want to say, though? I see
you're giving the look.
I see you jacking up something there. Quick.
Nah, because it's confusing because we were healing as well before this.
Yeah, okay.
So it's not like we went into it. We was already having those
conversations
about we shouldn't be arguing with each other. Like we was already doing that, but it just hit automatically. Like those conversations hit automatically once. I was like, yo, who's that bitch motherfucker on his knee when I watched the video back? Yeah. I was like, who's that? Yeah. I don't like him.
That was in character, eh?
Yo, I don't like that. I was like, who is that? Because I don't like, not that I don't remember it. It's just, there wasn't like an emotion or a...
Yeah, yeah.
Like I was just...
What was going through your head when you did it?
I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I was sick too.
It's probably blank. Like, I feel like it's one of those moments where it's like you almost...
Slow motion.
Yeah, like you almost can't even necessarily...
You kind of black out.
Remember it in a way. Yeah, you almost black out. It's just like it's so important. And then it's like getting on stage and performing in front of people. Sort of the same thing. I could imagine. I haven't done it, but.
But it was like showing a woman your penis for the first time. Like, you don't.
That's crazy, bro.
In the winter.
That's crazy.
Like,
in the winter.
You're nervous. You're just like, fuck it.
Yeah, that's it.
It's shriveled. It's cold right now. Fuck it.
Yeah.
No, let me ask you something. This is a tough question. I'm curious. Like, do you would you say now? Like, okay, you said you needed a reason from her, right? Originally, and then the reason ended up just being like that she wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at it now, like, would you say like, yeah, I proposed to her because she wanted it, not necessarily because I wanted it.
Yeah.
Or I cared for it.
No, I definitely cared for it.
Okay.
Because she did.
Yeah. Good answer.
That's a good answer. This guy changed. This guy changed, bro.
Good answer. Yeah.
I'll take down this whole set right now. To get good answer. Right now. Good
no,
answer.
But that's why I was so adamant about you have to give me the reason that, for real, even if it's not a good reason, as long as it's your reason.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you felt that there was no like strong reason, then it wouldn't even be.
It's pointless.
Yeah.
Because that's not for me. You're trying to make an excuse for me to want to do it. Mm. I don't want to. I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't. You want to do this? Let's do this. I'm with that.
Yeah, it's a sacrifice from your
Let's right, do it. Like, and it's not really, it's like.
Not sacrifice. It's the compromise.
You changed that perspective, though. Because, you know, like, it really wasn't that big of a deal to not. To do it.
Yeah.
Like, it really isn't. Like, bro.
I mean, if you made the commitment, like, this is where. And I have contradicting in my head about this where I'm like, you guys live together. You're already like married in a way.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
In a sense, you spend every day together. You go to sleep. You wake up together. Like, what's the fucking difference? Minus if you leave each other, it's probably going to be a little messier. Mm-hmm. Like, now that you're married.
I mean, yeah, no. Yeah, now it's messier. I mean, it would be.
It's going to cost more money. But other than that, it's like, well, like.
It would have been messy before that anyway.
No. Yeah. True.
I mean, fair. Hey, fair. Yeah. But like.
It would have been messy. You know, but.
We would have been, this is my TV. This is my plan. Yeah. This is my bed.
No. That would have been easy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Wow, well, what you have is the dog.
Fuck out of here.
You ain't got shit else in the crib.
No way.
Take her. She hates me. Nah, she don't. But I would say that it did feel like this was the right time to do it, though.
Yeah.
Like, if we would have did it before, this wouldn't, I don't think, have lasted.
And why do you, that why, long. Do you, why do you think, say that?
Yeah,
though?
Yeah.
Like, what was different, let's say, a year ago in comparison to now between, let's say, your relationship that made it like, okay, we're good now?
Mm-hmm. Well, one, I stopped drinking.
Completely. Okay.
Yeah, seven months.
Good for you,
this
man.
Month, and that changed me.
Yeah,
as a person,
completely.
Why did you want to do that? Like, what clicked?
It was taken over.
Have you ever wanted to live in New York City for a month in style, The boys are about to show you how. We're back in NYC, Soho, Broadway Avenue, living the dream. Shout out Casania, hooked us up yet again with the luxury condo. Wait till the end, we're gonna show you exactly how to win this place for 1 month. But first, we gotta check it out, let's go.
All right, guys, let me show you around this beautiful four bedroom, three bathroom, New York City, Soho loft. First off, roaring ceilings. It is crazy. The natural light in here is absolutely insane. Beautiful living room space, massive couch. First bedroom, boom, okay? Two beds, easily sleeping three in here. Walk-in closet is big enough to fit another bed, realistically. Beautiful kitchen. Waterfall island, bedroom number two. Wow, okay, massive. Two huge beds in here, got yourself a TV. Again, massive ceilings, just like the comfort level is absolutely insane in here. It's bedroom number three, okay? Boom, nice and easy, queen bed in there. Gets the job done, exactly what you need. The master suite, this is unbelievable, okay? First, show you the bathroom. And then you gotta give them a wide shot of this beautiful bedroom. This room is what dreams are made of, okay? Got yourself your TV, obviously. This beautiful mirror, come, show what the mirror says. This suits you, you know? I'm not even in my best fit, but this suits you. You know what I mean? Always feel good when you wake up here. And we're gonna bring you back to the living room because we're gonna explain how you get to stay here. The contest rules, so simple. Let's talk about it.
You've seen the place, beautiful. Now I'm about to hit you with the instructions, all right? Number one, head to mycasania.com/giveaway, all right? Number two, make a merchandise purchase. Each dollar spent will get you two entries into the giveaway. Pretty good, all right? The winner will get a free stay in this place for 1 month plus $20,000 cash. Best of luck to everyone. Let's get back to the show.
Yeah. It was winning. Fuck. And I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Stubbornness. I can't. You can't beat me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You can't beat me. So that, it was, yeah, it was just taking over. I felt bad, bro. Like, even, let's say, if I drank yesterday, coming here today would have been hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shit was easy as hell. I got a haircut. I was able to do stuff. It was happy. I worked out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see you in the gym, by the way.
We're trying, bro.
I worked out, you know what I'm saying? So I stopped, and the clarity that came with not drinking, phenomenal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I tell people, I don't care if you... I don't want to sound like that guy, though. You know, that'd be like, no, you should stop, bro. You should stop.
Yeah, yeah.
You should.
You should, yeah.
Yeah, like you completely should.
Yeah.
And it's making me notice, like, everything I've been ignoring. Like, my emotions. I didn't have emotions. It was just me. Like, it was just a... I didn't care. Not that I didn't care. I just didn't know how to care or what to care
like
about.
No soul. Like,
you know, bro. That's literally what it feels like. Like,
and
just
more like, and more like day, like thinking day to day rather than like, hey, like what's the future going to be?
You can't even
like?
Think
like,
of the future.
No, not even the day to day though. Not even.
Oh, just in the
just floating.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. You're just there. Like,
yeah.
And then now it's like, oh, I told her in August, I was like, yeah, I feel lost, but I'm not sad or depressed or. I feel lost, but it feels good.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people are like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like,
yeah.
Nah, I like this because it feels, you know, like if it just feels good, it sounds good about this. I got to find myself now. That I'm not scared of that no more.
Yeah. Yes.
Before, you know, you drink because you're scared.
Yeah, yeah. Reality pretty
much.
Yeah,
you got to ignore it.
Yep.
Now it's like, nah, that's cool. I feel this. I was like, but I don't know this person. So sorry if I lash or if I'm... quiet, lost, you know, if I'm confused, it's because I don't know this person.
You're actually learning, like relearning about yourself.
Bro, emotions, dealing with emotions, like, wait, why do I care so much? Why do I feel this? This is what it's like being human.
Yeah.
It sucks.
And when you
this
drink,
is what it's like being human.
Yeah, remember I used to tell you that when I had anxiety? The anxiety is not as much no more.
Of course.
Yeah. The weight, I didn't even lose weight necessarily. I did, but my face...
I was going to say, you look
clean,
healthier,
bro.
Yeah,
you just look healthy.
I actually got a sty, so.
No, but you look good, bro.
Face got like really skinny. And I was like, I didn't lose weight. I'm like, oh, because I was puffy.
You just look healthier.
Yeah, it's alcohol.
I do. I feel it. Yeah. So that was definitely a step into going into and easier to propose too.
Okay.
True.
I was able to think.
Clear mind.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, this is why I'm doing this. This is how I'm going
to
do it.
Yeah. I was literally able to think though. Like that was one thing that I say before that I wasn't able to do was think.
Yeah,
the and clarity think in your
properly.
Yeah,
you know, it was more focused on myself.
Yeah.
It definitely was that.
So do you do anything else besides, let's say, not drinking to kind of keep those thoughts?
Hookah.
Hookah.
I've been doing the hookah.
Yeah. I mean, that's better than cigarettes.
No, it's not.
Melody, what do you think about him quitting drinking?
Honestly, in the beginning of his stages of quitting drinking, I had... Your girl actually had a whole weekend of drinking and my voice is gone. Yeah. Side effects of drinking. Don't do it. But in the beginning of him drinking, I felt like his growth didn't necessarily connected with his alcoholism.
Okay. Mm.
And then...
Oh, you just thought it was okay? Like, it wasn't
no,
connected?
No, I just thought they were kind of like two different things.
Yeah, they weren't...
It wasn't affecting each other.
They weren't connected. Yeah.
She was saying that I was... Damn, I'm mansplaining to y'all. No. Right? Because sometimes it is hard to understand. She was saying I was growing. She saw that, but she didn't think it was because I stopped drinking.
Yeah.
Okay. They weren't correlated.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
Okay. Yeah.
It wasn't the same before. Okay. Making sure I wasn't.
Yeah. They weren't correlated.
I came with the fact check quick.
Yeah. Real quick.
And
just
then
in case.
When, 6 months, even his 7 months, I'm like, oh, okay. I see it much better. I see it now, how much clarity he has in communicating with himself and understanding, because I've been in this healing journey and trying to communicate it for the both of us. And when he was drinking, it just wouldn't process. He wouldn't understand.
One ear out the other kind of
thing. Yeah. And I'm like, well, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like this, for me, I'm having these conversations with my head of like what I'm doing wrong, what you doing wrong, like where I need to apologize for. And we'll take 2 days and not speaking to each other and come back. And I'm thinking he's doing this growth. No, this man is, he's not processing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, damn, he don't have this conversations in his head. Like
nope.
He doesn't have that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until 6 months after his sobriety where I see it. I could see him having these conversations with himself. He's understanding things that I said before. And he's like, oh, this is what you meant. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, come here.
Because women are just generally more emotionally intelligent than men are.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Especially if men are drinking a lot, then the emotional intelligence is not even there.
Well, just in general.
That kind of gets wiped out when you're just drinking a lot.
Just in general, they are, right?
Yeah.
And that's one reason that I think relationships are important, because you as a man, sometimes you need someone to be like, yo, you're emotionally fucked up, bro. And here's how I see it.
Cause his boy's not going to tell him that
cause they drunk too.
They're
drunk too. In general, your boys aren't even going to understand it on that level that a woman does, especially a woman like her who knows you and has spent countless days, hours, years with you. Right. So that's one side. And the other side of it, I think, is people, you'll never understand yourself. You can have as many conversations in your head as you want, even if you're in the clearest state of mind, but sometimes you need to bounce your ideas, your feelings off of someone else.
Someone
who understands you as a person, right? But then again, that's where the relationship thing comes into play, because again, I can go to you with my emotions, you're gonna be like, bro, shut the fuck up.
Bro, smoke a dude.
You're
bro,
a pussy. Whatever. You're stoned, and then next thing you know,
light it up, bro.
You're stoned, and then next thing you know, you're watching TikTok some shit where it's you guys are gonna have a serious convo and hopefully come out of it with some clarity on one side of things or another, right?
Yeah.
I just wonder now, the engagement, are those conversations even more serious? Are you having even deeper conversations at this point? Because now you sort of, although you've always had the commitment in your head, okay, you put a ring on it. You know, that's the sign of this is real now. Do those emotional conversations and stuff get deeper? I'm asking from the outside looking in.
Me, I think so. I think for me, I've been understanding. It's getting deeper, period, though. For me.
Yeah, it was getting, we were having those conversations before the engagement.
Okay.
Yeah. And
leading up.
Yeah. And then I kind of at a point. Because Chiclet has this thing of saying that I'm never there for him.
Mm.
I'm never there for him. I'm never there for him.
Damn.
And I'm like, okay. I'm at a point I was like, you know what? Let me actually move as he's my partner. Because I see my cousins, they're married. They're in committed relationships as well. And they do move differently with their partners. They have conversations with their partners before they decide anything.
Malay moves like I'm the dog at home. That's when she gets home, I'm just gonna be there.
I definitely do. I kind of saw what he was saying. How I move, very independently.
Yeah.
I don't look for Chiclet to have to not need approval or whatever, but hey, babe, I'm going, I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm. You feel like you don't need to lean on him that much.
Yeah. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to show up.
That's kind of crazy.
I'm going to show up for him in a different way. I'm going to show up for him as he's my partner. Like, this man is who I want to be with, X, Y, and Z. No matter if I know he's proposing or not, let me move accordingly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so the conversations before the engagement was showing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I felt like you felt more seen, more heard, more understood by me and by how I was moving.
Well, because I think what happens is, especially if you're an independent person in a relationship, mm-hmm. like you say, you're just like, I'm going out, and you just dip. And like, you don't think about, okay, like, how does that affect the other person? Even if it's on a small scale, right?
Even if you don't mean to, like,
you're just not even thinking about it. You're just like, yo, I'm going out. And it's like, who knows? Like, if that person had something planned, like, you know, it can get deep, right? Even on small, like, small little things. So like, I feel like, yeah, especially now you're engaged and eventually married, like, you, every decision is made as one. Mm-hmm. So like, okay, if I'm going to go grab this coffee today, like, how does this affect him?
Yeah,
vice versa. Everything.
Like, I feel like that's how it goes down.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if this is me just not wanting to give credit to Valetti saying that she's been showing up. Mm-hmm. I'm able to process stuff now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I could see she moves like that because that's how she moves. Like, I told her the other day, I said, it's crazy because she don't like the way I talk to her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I talk to me like that. Mm. Right? There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. So then when I said that, like, but I'm saying this in my head. And I'm like, oh, you move to me. We're one.
Yeah.
So the way you move with yourself is the way you move with me.
Yeah.
I always tell her, I don't think you show up for you either.
Yeah.
Not just me, for you.
Yeah.
You go do for, that's what you like to do. That's what you like to do.
Yeah.
So you treat me the way you treat you and vice versa.
And vice versa.
Once I seen that, it was kind of easy to
understand.
Yeah. Like, oh, she's not doing this on purpose. She's not like, even when I do complain, it's like just showing you. I tell Melanie, I don't have a problem with you doing you. I have a problem that you say you're not doing this. Mm. Like, oh, I do show up for you. I haven't seen you since last Sunday. What do you, like, that's, comes up that.
I hit him with you seeing me right now. What are you talking
about? You're like, for 5 minutes.
What are you talking about?
And then that's how she treats herself kind of vibe.
So, yeah. So that's be our argument. And even on, like, our pod, we have women are like, oh, you attack her. And I'm like, damn. So this is coming off that way.
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to attack you and what the problem, I'm attacking you saying you do something that you don't do.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't mind that you do it. I just, be aware real quick.
Like, it's not about me. It's actually just about the problem itself.
Yeah, and it don't be like a huge crack. Because, you know, the thing is that, Melanie, we haven't chilled. Yes, we have. I'm chilling with you right now.
Yeah.
Okay, we're chilling for 5 minutes. And then she'll try to prove to me how she's been chilling with me. And I'm like, no, you haven't.
Yeah.
But I'm not even trying to say like, yo, I'm upset with you because you haven't been around. It's more like just showing you.
It's how I feel.
What's going on? You know, if you're gonna go do that, just make sure you're throwing a little time for me right there. Yeah. Like, be you. I don't want to stop that.
Yeah.
But don't front like you're not you. The same thing with the reasons of the marriage shit.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Be honest. You.
Yeah.
Yo. Yeah. I have been going out. Do you want some? Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Nah, I haven't been going out. What? I haven't seen you in that long.
Yeah.
Oh, but you was out. Yeah, because you're not home. Yeah. I don't want to be here by myself. I hate it here.
Yeah. It's just never ending cycle, bro. Yeah. It's a circle.
Yeah, for real, it does.
Damn. So this is the healing process you guys were talking about pre-proposal.
Yeah.
Oh shit, it's got some jams going on.
Yo.
Something going off?
Holy shit.
So what was your reaction to it? Like, what was going on in your head when it happened?
What, the engagement?
Yeah. Yo, they're going on.
That's crazy, bro.
They got a festival out here.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
You was next to the music?
Yeah.
Oh, no. He said, what was going on in your head? And then he started going like this. So I thought that's what was going on in your head because you was a little lit.
If they're watching, that's what they're going to think now.
No, funny. I was lit at the time. And we had a friend who, it was Chico's birthday that day.
Yeah.
And I honestly did not think he would propose on his birthday. I was like,
that was very unselfish.
Yeah, it's the last thing I'm thinking you're gonna do.
Yeah.
And so my
He's smart. He did that on purpose.
I had decorated.
I did do it on purpose so she could be dressed.
Yeah.
True.
See?
For the content.
See, I'm telling you, I know there's a
for
motive.
For the content.
Yeah,
it was for the real.
Yeah, she had to be dressed. I was trying to get her to wear that dress another day, and she was like, nah, why would I wear that? I could wear this. She was gonna wear some other shit that day. And I'm like,
Damn. Come on,
just wear the white fleece. Yeah, yeah. So,
our friend, I had decorated the room for Chiclet for his birthday, and my friend, we're at dinner. He's like, "Yo, I can't believe you didn't tell me about the decoration. I ain't take a picture with my man's on his birthday. Like, I gotta go back after." And I'm like, "All right, but it's gonna be there tomorrow. Like." It's not that big of a deal. So
So my boy knew about the proposal.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he had to record it when we get back to the room.
Okay.
So that's why he was trying to find a way to get back to the room. She had a decoration for me in the room. So he's like, "You didn't tell me you had decoration for him? I could have took a picture with him." And he keeps bringing this up. And I'm like, shut up. Because he asked me the day before. He was like, "How am I, like, what's the reason for me going back to your room?" Like, "We've only been here for," he's like, "I haven't been back to your room." Like, "We only been here for a day."
Yeah.
Like, she's not going to question that. Just come to my room after.
Yeah.
So now he brings up the story. She's telling, "You took a picture. I wanted to take a picture of my boy with his decorations, and you didn't tell me you did it."
Yeah.
And he keeps going.
Damn. Yeah, he keeps going. So
it's a proper paid actor, though.
We heading back to the room, and as we heading back to the room, I even tell Chico, I'm like, "Should I move the decoration in the living room so that we could like get the pictures for him?" And then as he opens the door, I see candles, and I'm just like, "No way!" I still just like this from that day. No way. And I don't know. I don't even know what was going on. It was kind of very surreal in itself. And I was just like, ow.
Slowing down. It finally happened.
Yeah.
So I mean, I remember that we spoke about this last time, but both your parents are not married.
No.
Right?
No.
What was your fam think about everything that's happened?
My mom was crying.
Yeah. She was happy.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
No, my mom was married before. Okay. She just never, she never married my dad.
She was married like 1965.
Yeah.
Not 1965. My mother was 4 at that age, you motherfucker.
I just said a year age.
She had a tostone on her finger.
No.
So they're supportive. Everyone's super supportive. They're happy about
it. Yeah, everyone is. Yeah.
Were you expecting it? Like, did you have a feeling or was it completely?
I did have a
feeling. I told her I was going to do it.
He did say he was going to do it, but Chiclet's been saying he's going to do it.
Yo, it's so crazy the fact that you're telling this story.
But
like,
I'm going to tell this story. Let me tell this story.
Yo, that's nuts.
Look, I'm going to tell you. Look. This is the thing, and I think I said this in the other pod. I have a habit of not communicating the things that goes on in my head with him.
Okay.
So he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna propose in Greece," and he says that in the crib, making it a joke.
Yeah.
We go out to dinner, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm not gonna propose in Greece." I was like, "There's no fucking way you're not gonna propose in Greece. You better fucking propose in Greece."
Oh, shit.
What the fuck? I used to always throw it out there, like, "I'm gonna do it today. Today's the day."
And I'm like, "You're pulling a Chandler."
Yeah.
You ever seen Friends?
Of course.
With Chandler.
Nah, they don't have that in Canada.
They have that in Canada.
No, we just got it. We just got season one. It just came.
So Chandler tries to throw Monica off. For no reason. And he's like, "Oh, I don't believe in marriage because of the government." This and the third. Monica ends up about to go back to her ex.
Because she was like, "He don't want to marry me?
He's not committed."
Yep.
So I'm like, "You're pulling the
Chandler." So went back to her ex.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Then you had to propose.
Yeah,
That's the real story. Yeah. That's the real healing.
I was like, "Yo, please don't go back to him."
Please don't.
So, yo, because like you said, like, you don't believe in forever.
Yeah,
you said that.
Yeah, yeah.
You still believe that, even
that's
with marriage.
Tough, bro. That's a crazy line to spit.
That was a tough line.
That's a crazy line to spit, bro.
I'm fine with it, honestly.
Wait, do you believe in forever?
We're not even here forever.
No, but you know what I mean.
It's a good theory.
What's like your forever? Can't look at forever.
Moments.
Like, what's like your forever?
You know what? I'm jacking that's bullshit, bro.
So jack it.
You know why? Because we've been together for 8 years.
But I'm not saying that it can't last till we die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying.
But what you're saying,
I'm saying
though,
if this comes to an end, I'll be okay with that and not force it. Like,
okay.
But what determines your end?
Me.
See, that's tough.
But at what moment?
That's it, me.
You'll know. I think you'll know.
Okay.
Especially now, like, there's nothing blocking my clarity.
Well, I understand that. True. But also at the same time, I think the point of marriage, partially a point of marriage, is like you're making the commitment to never stop trying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like, it's like a relationship. You have good years, you have bad years, good days, bad months, you know, all of that. From my understanding of marriage, the whole point is like, once you make that commitment, you're saying, I will try forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't even think about divorce as an option.
No, that's an option.
I'm just saying. So that's why when you say forever, it's like, what do you mean
but
by that?
But that's why I'm jacking that, like, I wouldn't say that there would never be a point where he's like, where we're both are like, all right, let's exit this out. But we've been together for 8 years. And mm-hmm. this relationship hasn't been perfect. We have to work at our relationship.
We 8 years. How old am I? 35. 70 years left.
But the shit only gets deeper.
Good math, bro. That's going to live long, eh?
So I almost used my fingers. So that's
30 years.
When we first started, we said this relationship would have ended at 5.
That what you guys said?
Yeah,
we made it at the beginning.
I don't remember that. But
I do. I said, yeah, you got another 2 years. And that was like a 3 year mark.
My shit is not, you know. It could go the whole thing. Yeah, I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm just saying.
You're just trying to be realistic and say.
But don't force unhappiness in order to be there.
That's not
forever.
What that means.
Well, you do see like older couples, not even older couples that they just stay together and they're forcing it just to stay together. You see that happen too.
And
right?
then
I don't think that's you
they're
guys
old and I'm unhappy and all this extra shit because you tried.
Yeah.
But how long are you trying to give up?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the important part is how long and everyone has a different time. Like a length of time they're gonna try for, but then that also comes down to like, what does trying mean?
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Like, what does
because
that mean?
Motherfuckers be trying, and they don't take each other out on dates. They forget what it was in the beginning of the relationship.
Yeah, but that's because it's dead.
That's as dead as because
you're telling me if I don't want to go out with you no more because I just don't like you no more.
That's a problem. Yeah.
Why would I try?
Yeah, but hold on. Yeah. There's got to be like things, reasons to.
I don't
like
think
that.
So.
You really think one day you'll wake up and be like, yo, I don't even fuck with you anymore.
He'll look at me. Ew.
She was like,
I think bad things would have to happen in order to get there.
Yeah, I don't think I'll just get there out of nowhere. Yeah. But how long have you trying? What if that was trying for me? We could be on two different lands. You could want to be this whole other person 30 years from now.
True.
You know, when you're 60, you could want to be, I don't agree with that move. I want to be over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm saying with like decisions like that too. Like,
yes.
Well, you know what? I had a tough conversation with my girlfriend pretty recently about kids because she's very like, oh, I've been with her for 8 years. April will be 8 years.
Wait, you proposed?
You got to propose?
No,
then.
No, I'm not proposed. But I'm also younger. I'm younger. Hold on, I'm younger.
Wait. But it's about the time frame y'all been together.
No, it's not.
It's not about age.
It's not about age.
What? You was talking all that shit last time. And you been in a relationship for that long?
I'm telling you, we all changed.
I do come off contradicting. And I didn't know why he was saying that.
Yeah, now you know.
Now I'm going to tell you why. No, we had this conversation and it was like, whatever. The marriage is one thing. It's not really about that. It's more like kids. My girl always was like we met at 20 and she was always like, my dream is like, I have no dream job. Like, I want to be a mother. You know, I always knew that. And like a young mom, whatever. And so, you know, whatever. We're both 27. And it's been this long, almost eight years. And then the question comes up like, okay, she wants one latest by 30. So I'm like, okay.
Time limit. That's crazy.
So I'm like, no, but listen, women, yo, if that's her dream, I have to respect
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? If that's what she wants, that's her life goals, I have to respect
There's your answer. Bow. Done.
Here's what I said. I said, listen. I said, what if I can't promise you that by 30, I'm going to be ready for a kid? What if it's 35?
You know why?
Why?
I don't think you're ever going to be ready.
Fair.
You also have said that before. 35
is crazy. Nah.
I'm just, listen.
Checking 5 years on top of that 30?
Hold on. I'm just putting it out there. I'm just saying. Yeah. So I'm like, and I was saying it more for like respect for her. Mm-hmm. Because listen, if you want it before that time and I can't give it to you,
like, it's not like you giving birth. You could give it up. You just got a nut in that shit.
But if I have life, I have my own ambitions. I have my own ambitions. We travel
you
a lot.
You want to be somewhere by the time you have a kid.
Yeah, but that ambition's always going to be there, bro.
So I'll give you kind of where it ended. It ended up like pretty much like this, which is why I'm like, fuck. This girl, like she deserves a ring, right? Because she said, my dream is to be a mom and all that, but like with you. Like, it's you who I want to do this with.
Damn.
So then I was like, fuck, that's crazy.
Fuck, that's crazy.
That. And then I said, but listen, like, you're taking a gamble. Like, I'm telling you right now, I don't know for sure by 30 I'm ready. I'm just, so like, if you want to stick this through, like, it's a gamble on your end. Like, I'm putting it out there so that you don't resent me if we get to 30 and I say I'm not ready. Like, mm-hmm. again, you got to lay everything on the table, right?
And that's just like, a way out, so you don't feel bad.
And she's like, nah, that's not true, though.
It's yeah, it is.
Man's prepping himself. Eh?
No, yeah, no, it's not, just a way out.
But why, well, why, though? Why do you say that? I'm curious.
Because here's my thing. If you're already thinking that, then for sure you're not going to be ready at 30.
Yeah.
That's not true. That's not
I
true.
Think so.
Because you're already putting it. What do you need to see in order to be ready?
Okay, so I'll explain this to you. So, again, the life we live, the business we have, we travel a lot, right? So I've had this conversation with her. I said, like, I don't think by 30 I'm going to stop traveling. Like, we have to. Like, it's a part of the life I'm building and that this is how I take care of you and eventually this kid. And she's like, yeah, well, listen, like, if you got to be on the road for a certain amount of time, whatever, like, I'll hold it down. Like, I got it. And I'm like, okay, that's fair. But at the same time, like, what if I don't want to be, like, a absent father to some extent? Like, what if I don't want to be, I don't want to miss, like, 2 months of this kid's life. You see what I'm trying to say?
You're not going to remember the first year. You go.
I know that. But it's not about them. It's me. It's for me. It's not about not for the kids. For me. Right? Because I also think like, and maybe that's a little selfish. I don't know. Right? But these are all the conversations. The reason I'm bringing this up is because I think people got to have these conversations in relationships and they don't. Right? They just stray away from them. Mm-hmm. She may hit me with something and I'm like, yeah, you know what? That makes total sense. And like, I can work towards that. Or vice versa. Maybe she says, yo, this is a non-negotiable for me and I can't do this. Mm-hmm. So let's not like prolong this and just make it worse when we get to 30 or 31. Yeah, like you see what I'm saying? The reason I'm bringing it up is because you got to have those conversations and truly don't wait till year 8 to have them.
Yeah.
Like I say have them earlier. People are like, but you don't want to take it that serious. But bro, if this is the person that you're saying like, yo, I'm going to roll with, it's better to have everything out on the table now.
Are you giving yourself the advice?
I'm giving it to everybody. I'm having them. I'm giving it to people who are listening because we have a lot of younger males who are in relationships who are being pussies. Like they don't want to have these kinds of conversations.
Yeah.
But
or they wait till shit like pops off and then they're like, oh, this is how I feel. It's like,
but the shit about having that in your scenario, there's no point of having that conversation.
Why not?
Because you don't want a kid right now.
But I know that's her dream.
Yeah, but you're shitting 8 years later. You knew that 8 years ago.
Yeah, but as a, I'm telling you, like as a man, I always said like 30 was probably a time when I'd be ready.
Yeah, yeah.
So now you're changing.
And I'm getting close. No, but I'm getting close to there.
You're getting
these
cold
are
feet.
Thoughts I'm having. No, but bro, these are thoughts I'm having. Like, what do I do? Don't tell my partner.
No,
I'm
you
having
have
these
to.
Thoughts.
You have
to, no, bro, you got to communicate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm just being honest with her, and this is my point: is men have these thoughts in their head at year 2, year 3, year 7, year 10, but they're pussies, bro. They don't have the convo because they don't want to hurt their feelings. They don't want to have conversations where their girl's going to cry. Bro, it's better you have those convos than not. My opinion.
Yeah.
You're like, nah, I don't agree with you, bro.
Because I think having the convo part is the manlier part to you.
Uh-huh.
But the manlier part would be stepping up and just doing it, wouldn't it?
Having a kid?
Well, listen. Yeah. You're fucking right. You're right. I'm not denying that. But I'm being honest with where I'm at in my head.
Yeah, but I think all of us think that. That's my thought.
No, that's fair. No, I don't know. Yeah. What? Okay. So let me ask you then. What are your thoughts on kids? Because by the way, in our episode, we'll throw it back.
Yeah.
You said last year. You said by next year we'll have kids.
Yeah. You said that.
You said that, bro.
She gave me that time limit.
No funny.
Now it's next year. This is next year now.
My shit though.
She giving me the time limit.
Okay. Yeah. So, but what's your thoughts on it? What if she said, "Yo, I'm ready. Like, let's go."
So, mine is the opposite of yours.
Okay.
Yeah. I blame it on her.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. That's crazy.
All right. I don't have the ambition in that most people have. That, I need to have this set before I have a kid.
True. Okay.
Like, I need to handle my dreams.
Or get to a certain level.
And then have a kid. I don't think like that.
Yeah.
She has dreams and aspirations. Mm. So when she's like, by 30, I want to have a kid, I'm like, you haven't even accomplished what you said you were.
He's the first minute.
Because I'm like,
you said you wanted this by this.
I'm one that if you say something, you better stand by it.
Don't worry, I'm learning to be like, well, I changed my mind.
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I could understand and change, maybe I'll change my mind in the future. That doesn't happen. It's an argument. And then when I'm ready to go again, like, but I changed my mind. Mm. So we just argued for 6 days? Because you could just go, I changed my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Watch when I do it.
Yeah. Nah, this time for real though, next year maybe.
Next year? Okay. Oh, we're going to have another. We're going to have to do the part three.
Yeah, part three.
Yo, sooner or later, there's going to be a baby on this episode.
I really don't want to be pregnant while I'm in the process of getting married. Yeah. Like, I'd rather be married and then and have then my baby. Yeah. Okay. I do agree with you about needing to have the conversation early and, like, owning that. Because if
yeah, but it's if 8 years did, in. That's not early at all.
Yeah, because if we had this conversation. Bro, like,
yo, you're getting me back. Eh? This guy's getting me back now. This guy's getting me back.
Yeah,
now.
You was talking all that shit. I took your advice. Go back home. Come next time. We do this.
He's a dad now.
He's a dad.
Yeah,
but yeah, I literally blame it on her.
Yeah,
I'm like, yo, cause I'm like, she goes, oh, I can have a kid and then I'll go still do my thing. I'm like, yeah. So I'm gonna be a stay at home dad.
Yeah,
but you like that shit though.
No, I'm not the one that wants the kid.
I'm gonna take my kid with me. I don't give a damn.
That's what she says. So I'm like, oh, so you're gonna have a nanny raise our kid?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
That's terrible.
No, it's not.
It's not terrible, but what was the point?
Yeah.
What was the point of being a mother if you're not a mother?
True. You're still a mother.
No, you're not. You just by, yeah, by so, default.
So your kid going to school, that's your nanny. They take care of your kids for 8 hours. What, that's what your nanny do.
What would be that's when the kid is fucking 4 years old.
Yeah. And when they're three, and they're learning. Four, yeah. When they're two, you have a nanny who watches them while you work.
Right? That's my shit. Your whole excuse for wanting a kid is because I want to be, you hear hers. Why you want to have a kid?
Yeah. I want to be a mother.
No, that's not what you
said. My belly is. I know I'm going to look like a gorgeous mother.
She wants to be pregnant.
I would love to have that pregnant experience.
I think and you I'd might change your mind once you're pregnant, though.
I would be an amazing mother.
But that's the scary part. I just want to be pregnant. So I know when this kid comes out that fucking...
Then it's done. Pregnancy's done.
It's done.
The kid's there. That's the kid's
yeah, it's me.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Here, suck the chit-chat.
Do you think... Do you guys think it's like our duty to have children? Like, you think not having children is like... Is not a good thing
in other people's eyes. Yeah,
yeah,
bro. Not drinking is a crazy thing in other people's eyes.
100%. But I even think nowadays people are having less and less children too.
Yeah.
Well, there's also a lot of more
fucked up shit happening.
Well, same sex marriages happening.
Yeah, it's more gays. Well, that's,
yeah.
Sure. You know what I'm saying? But so also that's also a thing enough, too.
But the couples that can, there's a lot of Seth Rogen. He don't have no kids.
No, I understand that.
They have a dog, so they just get a dog instead.
But do you think it's our duties? It's our duty as humans to reproduce.
No. Because I think some people shouldn't have kids.
No, yeah, but as humans, we should. Fair. Yeah, some mentally, people shouldn't be married and have kids.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I say there's
definitely groups of people where you're like, yeah, no.
Especially you don't have a kid.
But like, let's just speak in general, because we've been having this conversation a lot. Like, see, the controversial, so I get controversial.
This guy.
Or contradicting.
I was about to say, the word is contradicting. Yeah, what's up?
I do believe as humans,
this guy's all over the
place. Shut up.
I can't even talk
to he didn't say about 35, though. He never said he didn't want to have kids.
I'm not saying
that he don't want to have kids.
I'm just saying, like, as humans, I think so.
Yeah, it is.
And especially, like, if you're a person with half a fucking brain, you were raised properly, and like you can operate in this world, then if you're doing the world an even bigger disservice by not having children,
because
you're probably going to raise good human beings.
We got some bomb kids.
Which we need more of in this fucking kids. World.
My
kids? Like sick kids? Like sick.
I'm already annoyed by my kid.
Really?
If it comes out like me, oh man.
You're pre-annoyed?
Yeah.
You already know it's going to be.
The kid will be jokes, though.
Yeah.
The kid's going to be jokes. He's going to
be getting you with jokes. You're like,
man, that was a good one. That was a good one. I already know. I don't know. I've always wanted kids.
Yeah.
I have three little, it's not the same, but I have three little brothers. So of course it was easy for me. I didn't have to deal with them all day every day.
It's or just, provide for them.
Or provide. You know what I'm saying? But I think this is probably the manliest shit I'm ever going to say. I don't want to have kids because I was playing Fortnite and I heard the kids get home in other people's apartments. I was like, damn, I have to shut this shit off.
Why you gotta shut it off? You just play with them.
That's the manliest shit I ever said, right?
It's up there. It's up there.
I want to play Fortnite, bro. I want Fortnite to play, bro.
Like, damn, I got to fucking... Oh, come. Let's do this hard-ass homework now.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit is hard as fuck.
Not this hard-ass homework.
Yeah, homework's hard as shit. And what am I supposed to do? Fuck that. What if I tell the kid, I want you to go to school, become an influencer?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
that's all you need.
Let's record the kid. I don't want to be one of those parents, and that's why I got to agree with him. I gotta get the money right, because then I don't gotta make my kid wear Louis Vuitton to go viral.
Your kid don't need to wear Louis Vuitton to go viral.
Maybe at that point, who knows?
You don't even wear Louis Vuitton to go viral.
He's already viral. That's why.
Baby wearing Louis Vuitton?
That'd be crazy.
That baby gonna be popping.
The other thing about getting your money right, see, this is where I'm too contradicting.
Hey, bro, baby don't even cost that much. She got a little ass mouth.
It's no, true. They said it in Toronto. There was a stat. They said a kid, like when they're born
from
to 22.
0 to 18.
0 to 22.
No, 22. It was 300.
300K.
That's not even that much.
That's what I said. No, it's chill, me for y'all. Bro. For y'all too, bro. Chill, bro.
That's not even that much.
To feed him? That's no. crazy.
But no, but wait, just for food?
It was like 15 racks
no,
a month.
No, to raise
a
kid from 0 to 22.
Everything.
Where?
On average, they're saying 300K.
I think that's capped though.
Where?
They said Toronto. I don't know, man.
I'll tell you what I read.
But where? Where's that? No, stat? Canada, the world?
Canada.
Oh, Canada. That's expensive. Like,
oh, yeah, I got universal health care though.
Yeah, but it's shit though.
Yeah, it's shit.
I won't get into that. It's a whole.
We don't have to all do all that all right now. Like, you know,
now we know on this side.
Yeah, it's free.
Okay.
When you get something for free, is it good?
I get free pussy. That's shit.
Nah, you paid. Nah, you paid. Nah, there's a ring, fam.
Was it really free?
I don't know. I just had to get her a few slices of pizza.
Like me some pizza.
That's all it took. Nah, was nah,
but there's a stat, and I'm gonna butcher it, but like men who have children become. I'm just gonna.
Men can't have children. Only seahorses.
Men who have seahorses. No. But you know what I mean. Men who end up having a child with a woman, like they end up becoming like 60% more successful because. There's actually a chemical that releases in your brain.
That's crazy.
Like it's science.
Contradicting
that, like,
this motherfucker.
No, I'm just
right
giving the facts that makes you. Right, Rogan said it on his pod that there's a chemical releases in your brain that like, I don't know what the fuck it's called, but like you're like, damn.
Cool. Get your shit together.
Basically, yeah. It's literally get your shit together.
Some of my
together.
Boys, they had kids and they just moved different.
Like, yeah, bro.
Way more
different.
Successful from like from prior.
Oh, you should do it.
You do it first.
You do it first.
And then we'll all see.
Yo, think about that. 60% more successful. Yeah. You're already successful now. Now you're having a kid. Now you're at 60%. Oh, shit.
I know, that's crazy.
You could pay for the kid the 300K. You could do that right now.
I'm going to make sure my girl does not watch this podcast.
Yeah. I got to make sure. Skip right to this.
Are you scared? You being scared?
I'm like, damn, bro. I'm fucked up after this. No, it's an interesting statistic. We've seen it personally with like close friends of ours.
Yeah.
And I mean, it just makes sense. Like,
it makes
even
sense.
Outside of the science thing, like, you got another mouth to feed. So like, yo, like that day you're sitting playing Fortnite, it's like, yo, get up and go to work, bro. Like, you
or make sure
mean?
The kids
like,
play Fortnite with
you. Like, well, that's my work.
That's my job, bro. That day, that shit was my job. How about you? What's up with you?
What do you mean?
What's the relationship?
No, I'm
dating
single,
life?
Bro.
Yeah, what is single?
I'm single and mingling around. You know?
Dabbling. Tasting it
I'm
all.
Like locked in on business right now. Like super locked, bro. And like if I meet the right person, it's a different conversation. But like
You know what's crazy? Cause somebody the other day said they dubbed their relationship because they wasn't ready because they was focusing on themselves.
True.
And I'm like, but isn't that the point of having a partner?
True. The right one, the right partner.
Yeah. Right. Not in your situation. Yeah. They dub somebody else to focus on themselves, and I'm like, yo, bro, I think that's an insecurity.
Oh, bro, we see that all the time. Like you'll see a guy, even women
it's
do this.
It's tough, bro.
But how many times you see a guy they break up with their girl, and then they start going to the gym, then they start working on a business, then they start.
Bro, I hate that.
I don't know why they wait.
Yeah, that's why.
I was talking about the other day. I hate the people that I believe in, right? And then when I tell them something real. Fuck you, I'm gonna go do this, right?
Yeah.
And then they start doing the work that I was telling them to do, but now they're doing it because they're trying to prove me wrong. When
it's like, do it.
It was for you, yeah.
That was my decision the whole time. Yeah. I knew, oh, look what I did. Yeah, I believed you could do that. That's why
that's
you
why
was,
I said it.
That's why you was here on this team.
Yeah.
Like, I hate people that move like that. Like, now they wanna go and level up. Like, why you got a fat ass now, bitch? When you was with me,
I'm
you was
crying.
Fucking.
No, like, it's facts. It's facts.
Why are you leveling up now?
For me, that
I'm
just
in the gym right now because I'm a fiance. I want to look good for my shorty.
Which is proper because you can actually go the opposite way too and get too comfortable. You could get too comfortable and just say, fuck the gym.
You've been practicing this guy, yo.
I haven't been drinking, bro.
Yeah, you've been practicing these bars.
I swear to God, that's the key to life. Don't drink.
You smoke? You smoke or no?
Nah, I'm not. I don't like that shit. Y'all want me to do that.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, but that's the wrong relationship. If a guy's getting out of the relationship, then he's changing, is following his dreams. Now he's doing. Then you were just in the wrong relationship.
Yeah, you just. I think
I
it's an insecurity,
it's a
bro.
Or they're just trying to flex.
No, nah, I think it's an insecurity, bro.
I think you get really comfortable. Like, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I am a sleeper till 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
But when me and Chicla be beefing, I'm waking up at 7:30, 8 o'clock, anxious. Like my mind is anxious because of the fight, but I'm up.
Yeah.
But when we all good, I'm sleeping in.
That's true. Because the
and that's,
so there's like not too much pressure, like to.
I think you just pressure. Don't think about it. And then when you like in a situation that is kind of out of your control, you start moving differently.
No, it's comfortability.
You're trying to find something else to do. Keep yourself distracted so you're not thinking about what's really happening.
Yeah, facts.
So how are you guys going to make sure that you guys don't get comfortable, like too comfortable?
We've been even calling in business each other and in out relationship. Now.
I'll be like, yo, you're a fucking loser.
And I'll be like, yeah, you fucking go work out.
Yeah.
I was like, did you stream? He's like, I streamed last week. I was like, yeah, you said you was going to stream every day.
Nah, I'm a bastard because when people try to call me out, I don't handle that.
You get defensive?
That's so funny. He calls everybody out.
But I call people out that don't do nothing.
Yeah, but you ain't doing nothing.
Oh, but you ain't doing nothing. I could afford to not do nothing.
That's
how about
shit,
you?
That was his shit. I like that.
When he said
that shit, I was like, all right, but I already know. I got him in his head. That's true, it. Man. I already know.
It is definitely a truth. I should be doing something. But you should be doing more than me, though.
Fuck you. Yeah.
You got to catch up now. When you catch up, that's when I'll start doing my shit, because I don't need you to catch up.
Facts.
That's towards her. True. Yeah, she need to catch up.
We spoke a bit, too, even last time about what you guys wanted to do in the future, each of you. You spoke a lot about wanting to be in the acting game, possibly an actress, movies, TV shows. I want to know how that's been, if any movement's been happening around there.
She ain't do shit.
No, don't say that.
Let's hear it.
I'm creating my reel. I did do my
You've been creating your reel for like 6 months.
Shut up, bitch. Don't talk about me
Wait,
like
you were
that.
Doing, you said you were doing acting like school too.
Yeah, I did my acting school. I gotta go back to classes, but I did a whole year of it. Learned a lot of things. Loving it. Obviously, I took everything that I used and learned in there, and I put it towards us. I feel like I've been creating a lot of content
where
I feel... Like, I'm not being myself. I'm just showing a different side of myself.
Yes.
We had a collaboration with Paper Planes.
Yeah, I saw that.
And we did a whole five-episode little series, little mini short. And the whole thing was acting. So I would like to say that, bitch, I am acting. Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I put you in that.
And that was like character. You played characters in that.
My biggest, you should be, you should be like, yes, you did. You did amazing, you idiot.
Fuck that.
Fucking
the shit is with me, right? I'm a huge enabler, I realized. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a dub. Matter of fact, I'm gonna go to a whole different convo. Fuck it, I'm switching this shit up. The other day, right? Melania got a bag, right? And I'm like, all right, give me the bread you owe me. Right? She was like, no. I'm like, why not? She's like, go get the bread you owe from your mains first, all the people you give money to, and then come holler at me.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I'm a bitch. That's a fact. I'm over here telling her, and then there's dudes running around that owe me bread and shit like that. I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
But I've only known to go to her because she got it.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna get nothing from them.
Yeah, you already know. Yeah.
Just go to whoever's gonna pay the fastest.
Yeah, give me my shit back. Yeah,
So you've been making moves in that area.
I have been making moves. I haven't gotten a big time deal where like TV.
What you mean? Your shit about to happen. Your shit start this month.
We've been creating.
You should start this month.
Yo, they should have waited a little longer to have the conversation. Then I would have told them.
Oh, shit. You got some shit low-key?
You got some shit coming?
I do got something to come in.
Okay, we'll cut it. We'll cut it. But what? Just we'll cut it from this interview completely.
Nah! No, we will.
No, we will. I swear to God.
We'll do it after.
I'll tell
be
you
on
after.
Okay, okay. All right. Well, you don't trust us, eh?
No, I don't.
No, the cameras are on.
No funny. I would have.
Okay.
But just in case.
Okay. She got her boy right here.
All right. So you said you wanted to get more into consulting in terms of like creators.
Yeah.
That's what you said at that point.
Yeah.
Did that change? Have you been doing that?
And somebody said yes. I heard them.
I was going to say yes for you.
Yeah.
I have?
Yeah. What we're doing with our whole pod is that.
I have. We took it to a different direction, though. It's more we're doing with, like, trying to help with podcasts now, and we have a team full of podcasters, you know? This is we saw y'all coming with the mics, like, yo, we taking their old shit.
I fuck with that.
Yeah, our shit is happiness buys money.
Oh, shit. I like that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's the name of our podcast.
Just drop that. That could go hard.
So talk about what's happening there. What's happening at the studio?
So we have the studio that you got where you shot in last time.
Yeah.
The direction was going... More production at first.
Okay.
As far as like marketing products. Now we realize that I could just put any of these products on camera rather than shooting a whole fucking video for it.
Whole commercial.
And the whole thing. You just put it, hey, I have a podcast. Put it right here.
Yeah. Yep.
That's way easier than what we was trying to do before.
Yeah.
So that's where I want to head to. I'm actually enjoying it. Like, I really want to do that.
Yeah. That's not where you want to head to. That's where you are.
Damn,
that's why you got that fucking ring.
That's why
you
got
finger.
The ring. That's crazy.
That's now worth $100,000 yeah. just because I said that. And I'm also realizing, wow, I'm gonna plug you in real quick, the impact that I do have.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching videos the other day of myself, and one, I didn't remember them. Mind you, they shot like 4 years ago.
Sure.
Yeah. I just did it. I was like, yo, I don't even know what comes next. Mm. And I see the comments, bro, and I wish I was in the moment back then.
Yeah. Like, you don't realize it.
Yeah, to be able to feel that shit. Like, I did not feel that shit at then. And I'm looking like Chick Lemonade. I'm like, damn, they know our names. It's not like it's just a video they're watching to see who we are. They're all like, love them, love them, love them. Chick, you know our names and shit like that. I'm like even I was in the crib the other day, I'm like, holy shit, I live here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's nuts the way we.
Shit moves so fast, bro. You never like get a chance to stop and just like, I told him the other day.
It doesn't though.
Yeah.
That's it doesn't move that fast.
I think we're moving faster, like in our own heads. We're trying to go.
Just ignoring it.
Yeah.
And that was the part that I'm not doing that no more.
You got to be grounded. You got to be grateful for like what you have.
Yeah,
it's
bro.
It's like, yo, I'm the same way. I sit in my condo and I'm like, well, I live here.
See,
same thing. I'm like,
condo.
This is
I just live in my place.
Nah, well, yo, I was telling him, I'm like, bro, I'm like, everything place, we have bad. Today, we were talking about 5 years ago. Everything we have right now, we already talked about it. Like, we wanted all this shit.
Yeah.
And now we're just going through it like it's nothing.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
That was what I was telling her. I'm like, do you see where we live? We got floor-to-ceiling windows.
Yeah. I did. I know.
They got central AC.
This motherfucker tried to move out. And I was like, no, motherfucker, this place is
nice.
Yeah,
I was
going to
move to somewhere better. But...
they have floor-to-ceiling windows.
But I did. It wasn't because I wanted to move somewhere better. It was I just wanted to go.
Yeah, something different. Yeah.
And then now I'm like... I live here. You know, this is my place. Yeah. Be comfortable.
Yes.
This is more appreciating than trying to keep going to the next.
Yeah.
True.
Like, just staying there, realizing it is what it is. That's one thing now. Like, I'm talking like I'm that guy now.
Yeah.
Like, not on some... Yo, you ever looked at the definition of humble? I'm not saying I'm humble ever again.
Yeah. What the definition
say? You know what? You know what's funny? Is like, fuck? I had this conversation with my boys recently saying the same thing. He's like, bro, we never put respect... on ourselves. Like, we never respect ourselves. Like, yeah, I'm that guy. Like, I'm doing things that like 5 years ago, not only was I dreaming of doing, I'm doing them now, but also like, yo, people look at me like I'm that guy. So I gotta start actually acting like I'm that guy and not like always being like, but I could be that and I could be this. Like, you keep that in the back of your mind because that's the drive.
Yeah.
But also like, yeah, understand the influence you have. Like, your influence is way bigger than ours, but you don't even take it in. Like you're saying, you're looking back at videos, you're not taking in millions and millions of views and hundreds and thousands of comments.
There's thousands of people that would rather wear your shoes than theirs, bro. That's something else. It's like, yo, how many people out there would change their lives for yours right away?
Look, humble. Having or showing a modest or low estimate of one's own importance. I am not saying
brutal.
That shit no more.
Yeah, that's actually brutal, bro. That's brutal.
That's
brutal.
I'm not jacking
I'm
up.
Not.
That's the definition.
I understand that's the definition, but.
But even if we muffle, I'm cutting you off. They hate me on our pod for doing
it. It's not being bougie.
Yeah, no. I see,
that's what it is.
Yo, people blast you for that in the comments.
Bro, because you can never shut the fuck up.
I can't shut the fuck up. I love it. Narcissist. Me.
There you go. That's a good definition.
Yeah. But. But humble, like, I feel like we say it so much that's why it is a low estimate of your own importance.
Yeah.
Because even if you don't know what the word means, that word means that.
Yeah.
So I thought it just meant, I'm just chilled.
I'm a nice guy or some shit.
Yeah. That shit means a low estimate of one's own importance.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Yeah. I'm important.
You should be confident.
Words are powerful, bro. People don't take it in. And like you said, you're saying it thinking it's a different meaning.
Yeah.
But the word has a meaning. So if that's all you're spitting, like that's what we're gonna get spiritual here. That's what the universe takes.
Yeah,
in,
that's what I'm saying.
So if all you're like, I'm humble, like, yeah, like you're telling yourself like I'm nothing in a way. Like,
almost.
I'm lower than what I actually am.
Yep.
Yeah.
You gotta start moving like that guy.
I'm him.
Look at
you
the
him.
Fit though. The fit, you're him, bro, right
now.
Yeah.
Yo, how old is
he? That fade's crazy.
Not a fade. I'm him. It's called the Chiclet fade.
Oh yeah. But the Chiclet fade.
He made his own name.
Oh shit. That's crazy. Okay.
That looked at me like I'm being dead serious.
Yo. Yeah, but that word was nuts to me.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
All right, we're not using that no more.
And because I told somebody the other day, they was like, I was like, why didn't you charge them more? Oh, because I want to be humble. Oh, whatever. Shit. I was like, bro, being humble and knowing your worth is not the same thing.
Yeah,
facts.
Because, you know, the definition we use humble as, knowing your worth is not being humble. Exactly. Not knowing your worth is not being humble. You can know what you're worth and still be humble.
Yeah.
True.
Just don't let nobody talk to you like, you don't got to go belittle nobody, but don't let nobody belittle you.
Yep.
That's not what being humble is.
Yeah.
True. But that literally is kind of like the definition.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so you just changed the definition.
What word we got to use? Yeah. We got to find the new
it's
word.
Like you have to use our own lingo.
Yeah, bro.
Self-confidence. Yeah.
That's one thing I definitely lack, and I didn't notice that.
True.
Value.
The value you have in yourself.
Starts with a V.
Well, hold on. There's another. Speaking of your old videos, and speaking of a guy that is that guy, you had this video about Drake, bro.
Yeah.
You will die for Drake.
Yo, I was dying.
Bro, that video, first of all, fucking kills me.
It goes crazy every time he drops an album.
Bro, crazy. Yeah, I guess that's why it went reviral. I'm like, this fucking video is hilarious.
I stole that video, though.
You stole that video?
There was a guy that did that for Chief Keef. So in the
yes, I would die, yeah, and he used it in a song.
Yeah, that's where I took that from. Like the idea of it.
Oh, that's crazy.
I tagged him the first time I did it, but after that I was like, bro, it's
been I'm not tagging you every
5 years.
Yeah.
It's been 5 years.
You fuck with Drake? What do you like on that level, or was that just content?
No. Drake is my favorite.
That's your fave?
Yeah.
You gotta come to
that's
Toronto.
His boo-tang.
Yeah, that's my
he loves him.
I know, I love Drake too, man.
He would have proposed he would have proposed to Drake.
Yo,
my girl says that all the time. She's like, yo, you marry Drake. I'm like, yo, like
yo, chill, man.
Yo,
know, you know what's nuts, right? Because you know, Drake was really like one of my first celebrity followers once I started blowing up.
Oh, damn. Really?
Like, I think I had like 30K, 35K, somewhere around there followers, and Drake followed me.
Fuck.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Yeah, I'm waiting for him to unfollow me, but.
Nah, why you won't. Wait? Don't say that.
He won't.
Come on, bro.
Nah, right?
I'd be fearful. I'd be fearful he will. I'm like, oh my God, I'm losing.
Because he followed her recently, maybe like 2 years ago. Yeah. You know, but he's been following me since the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And the other day, we're listening, I'm listening to a Champagne. Damn. What's that with Birdman? It's money.
I got money to blow. Yo, I just started listening to that too.
That's a big track.
Right?
Is that just going around right now?
So, I mean, I was playing it off my phone. Okay. And he goes, I'm probably just saying that because the club owner supply it. Yeah. I don't have to buy it. So, I can relate to that now.
Yeah.
You know, that's one. I can relate. Damn. Yeah, I'm telling you to drink because
I don't pay for it.
I don't pay for
you
it.
You got as much as you need,
You know what I'm saying? So it was a quick moment like, oh, shit, that's cool. But then at the same time, like, where was I when I first heard this song? It was like it was in high school.
Yeah.
I said high school me would have freaked the fuck out if Drake knew who I was.
True.
Yeah, man.
High school me would have freaked.
No shit.
I would have flipped shit. I would have not went to school for 3 years.
You would have dropped out.
Yeah.
Just dropped out.
Drake?
That's crazy.
If Drake knew who I was back then, and I'm like, damn, I don't have that same. Now it's like, he knows who I am. That's cool.
You get used to it,
bro. It's like whatever.
That's corny as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's corny.
Yeah.
That's the game we play, bro. We get used to shit. You know?
I hate that shit. The other day I was dancing in the 99 cent store. I'm like, why? But if I go to a club where you're supposed to dance, I'm like this. That's dweeb shit.
Yeah.
I gotta just be happy.
True.
Yo, that's funny. You guys call it the 99 cent store?
Yeah.
For us, it's the dollar store.
Yeah, 99 cent.
That's 99 cent.
That's different.
Some 99 cent pizza.
Shit, not 99 cent, bro.
What do you guys? What do you guys like? Dollar pizza. We had that last night. It was bomb.
So good.
I hate that shit.
What are you guys focused on, like, moving forward, like, content-wise?
So, honestly, the way I want... So, Melanie being this figure, right? What do you want to call it? Like, Melanie being, like, my mom, almost.
Okay.
That's, like... That's because everybody was being lovey-dovey. So, we wanted... That was planned for us to be this toxic couple.
Okay.
Like... And we was... We was, but we did a lot of cute shit when we was coming up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And we didn't want to really show that. We was like, nah, we the real deal.
Yeah, because that was the brand. Yeah.
So, you know, that's why, like, even I'm gonna go back and forth real quick. Like now when you notice the content doesn't hit the same no more. I was, you know, like, damn, bro, back then we was doing this. And you get sad about that shit. But also I was like, we was the only ones doing it back then.
True.
Now everybody does
facts.
It.
Yep.
So, you know, there would be a smaller like, you know what I'm saying? Which is cool. We're getting comfortable. And that's not what I do it for. And that's what I had to remind myself. Like, bro, you got to do this for you, bro. You do this for other people, you're going to be a lost soul.
Facts.
Right? Mm-hmm. And now I want to go back to when everybody was doing the lovey-dovey shit.
Yeah.
Like, I want to show why we a couple and why we've been together for this long. Yeah. Like, why we here. You can't grow with your partner. You can't do business with your partner. And you could be fly as fuck and sexy. I want to do that. I want to be sexy and grown with Millennium. And that's the content I want to do. It's still going to be
some joke shit.
Some rah-rah happening. Yeah. But I just want to be funny again. Like, I even recently, I was like, damn, I'm not like, I dim my light now. Like, I'm just here.
Yeah.
True.
And I was like, ugh, who's that? Yeah.
He's going to get back to basics, bro.
Yeah, bro, basic. Like, I just recorded her yesterday. Probably didn't do well on the page because I just threw it up. I told her, you came back from Mexico. I hope your pussy smells like birria. Birria tacos.
That killed me.
And I posted it. I'm like, bro, this is me. This is who I am. Like, I'll be trying to catch the right moment.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't do that.
Yo, give my 30 views and fuck it.
Yeah, true.
Not 30 views.
Nah, but you know what? We've been having the same thing. Mm-hmm. Our views obviously have changed a little bit because there's just more pods in the game. More people talking, trying to talk about the same shit we have.
Same guests too, like a lot of
you know,
shit,
whatever, the same guests. And like we have them on for the, like, you know, we get someone on their first ever podcast and then they go on a run of 20 other ones after that, right? And yeah, we had to have that same moment where we're like, we're doing this for us first, you know? And as long as we like what we're talking about and like, it will grow. It's a slower growth, it'll falter. But like, yeah, it just becomes like a thing of, bro, if all you're doing is chasing views and all you're doing is chasing like, what the audience is going to like. Like, don't get me wrong. You have to think about it to a certain level.
Mm-hmm. There's a balance.
But like, you got to be true to yourself. I think that's another thing, especially people who are trying to create content. It's like, okay, well, how's the fastest way to go viral?
Yeah.
It's like, bro, then you're going to hit one video and it's never going to hit again.
Never.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how we were feeling a lot.
But I feel like with you guys, and like you're saying, now you want to switch it up to like do more of the lovey shit. It's like, but that's where you're at in your lives too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's real. Like, you're not acting, bro. Yeah, it's actually just like, where you're at in your relationship.
It's growth, being 30. I turned 30.
Yeah, and people can like go back and see who you were 6 years ago.
You look at
93. Stop this.
How old are you?
30.
We 30.
Oh. I turned 30 September.
Come on.
When did you turn 30?
June.
Oh, you're the Gemini.
Yeah, Gemini.
I hate y'all.
I know you do. We said we already did this all.
Yeah.
We did this. We don't need to do it again.
Look, she was like, calm down, boy.
Yeah, calm down, boy.
No, but I feel like you get to a certain point and you try to just chase the views. I feel like we were doing that for a minute and we're like, yo, who's the biggest guest we can have? And we'd get these big guests and we're like, yo, we didn't have a good time talking to them.
Yeah. Yeah, we got the views, but like the interview just was.
And we're like,
shit.
Yo, we're only doing people that we actually want to talk to.
Yeah.
Now, which sounds stupid. It's like, why don't you just do that from the beginning? But like the online world gets to you. You're like, yo, I'm trying to up that. I'm trying to get more views.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's actually crazy. I guess if you're not in the game, maybe you don't understand it. But like, when your views falter a bit, like that shit hurt. Like you take it personal.
Bro, you start looking out the window different. Like you know, like
I get discouraged.
I get more views. Like sometimes on my story. That's the part that makes no sense.
Crazy.
Like yesterday, I posted a video. I had 478,000 views on my story.
Holy shit.
I'm gonna need you to start posting me and tagging me. I'm gonna
How much for a shout out?
Because I realize I'll give game. I realize it's the 6 seconds for the story.
Yes.
It's the quick 6 seconds. Yep. That's it.
Yeah.
Because I counted, I was like, yo, if I post a picture, they're reaching 100K. Yo, bro, if I post a video right now that's probably longer than that or a repost of somebody else shit, I'm probably averaging anywhere between 12,000 views and 24,000.
Wow. Yeah.
So it just shows how much it stops everything.
But even stories, like people just watch stories all day. They're just clicking.
The first thing you do, like you open up Instagram, the first thing you're looking at is stories.
Yeah, you just start clicking away.
You're not scrolling, you're going right away. Okay, cool. Once that's done, then you might start scrolling. You might also just not even look at posts.
Yeah.
I pop on, look at stories, and I get off.
Yeah.
So more eyes are there now than actually on the feed.
But they changed This is what I do. I told Melanie yesterday, I was like, yo, they changed the algorithm again.
Yeah.
And it's
back now, yeah.
Cause I was like, yo, before when it says the profile dashboard, professional dashboard, if I hit a video with 6 million views, it'll show 6 million there.
Okay.
Right? But I had to have a video that did that.
Okay.
Now that I'm posting, I'm watching it go up every day. Every day. Now it's at 6.3, but I haven't had a video that hit 6 million. So right now, because I was watching other content creators post.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how he reached 11 million pages? He got 12,000 views on every video.
Yeah.
Because they're just posting. And now it's
volume, you're saying.
Yeah, now it's volume. And I'm like, fuck this. Yeah. And you get paid for reels now. So
it's true.
Do you?
Well, I'm still not getting paid.
Sorry, you don't have that.
Neither am I.
Well, I was just saying, I don't think so.
I mean, fuck, we're
not getting nothing, bro.
Well, check the professional dashboard. Because for me, I just check. Like, it didn't give me a warning.
No,
I just check.
Shit, bro. I'll tell you for free.
You got to sign up for it, though.
Oh, you got to
sign
up. That's
what I'm saying, to check.
It's US only. It's US only.
Oh, yeah? Magic?
Oh, maybe.
We're in Canada, bro. Come on, man.
You're here right now.
We don't get nice things. Yeah, we don't get nice things in Canada.
Damn.
How important has the... We got some of your team in here today, too.
Yeah.
How important has the team been for you guys to grow?
Not that important.
Yo, shout out the boys. managers back there.
This motherfucker.
Those are my managers, Dawn and Mike. Yeah. That's I've been with Mike since the start.
Yeah.
And the reason I feel like we've even got to the next level was because of him. I'd have been doing promos for like $40.
Damn.
He was like, nah, we charging 8 bands. I'm like, all right. And people give it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit, I'll do that shit for free.
I think we talked about on the first episode, we're like, how do you charge? Like, and you're like, oh, that my manager just.
Yeah, I don't even. And it sucks because people get mad at me like, oh, you're too big. Yup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you guys focus on then? What does the management focus on for you guys? And what do you guys actually focus on? Just the content.
Right now, so the way I'm trying to do it is exactly that.
Okay.
You go get me money.
Yeah.
I focus on the content building around like whoever needs help.
Yep.
Yes.
Like, I'll be the content like director or whatever the fuck it is. Okay. Yes. You need to do this. You need to do this. This is what we need to do. That's why, you know, I did make that phone call to them. Like, yo, tell everybody, post.
Yeah.
This shit going crazy right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
True.
Post. Just post. Because the thing about people is they look for the views, just for the views. That's one.
Yep.
If you do it as a career, brands, you need brands. Brands don't go, oh shit, your last video did 1 million views.
Yeah.
No, they say, let me see your insights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My insights is up right now, bro. Yeah. Everything because I'm posting.
Yep.
I'm just posting.
Yeah.
They don't ask for.
Yeah. So if like, even if someone's smaller, like, yo, for one video gets 5K, one does 10, one does
post
6,
fucking 10,
one does 20, one does 11, one does fucking. Like, who cares? You're saying they're looking at it from like a broader scale.
Yeah.
Like, oh, over the month, you got this many millions, whatever.
Because the thing is that this video could do bad, but if I post a video up there that did great, it trickles.
True.
It trickles.
And then the talent that's coming on now, like how are you guys helping them? Like what's the first thing that you guys do for them? Or what's the most important thing?
That's all cheeks.
Nah, fuck them.
I'll be focused on myself. Nah.
No, right now that's exactly where it's headed to. Like right now I was just building sets.
Okay.
I was starting off there, building sets to make sure you look good on camera.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That was my first step. That's how I'm doing things now. All right, write down what needs to get done. Now put them in order. Which one needs to get done first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now no more complaining. I'm trying not to complain no more. Solutions only.
Yeah.
So the first step right now, because we just started this like last week, building the sets, making sure that's clean. But I kind of want to like test my shit out, like build a formula for the pod. It's called That's Your Reality, by the way. Build a formula. Plug myself.
I was going to say, that was a crazy plug. Yeah.
Yeah.
How smooth.
Build a formula and then be like, okay, this is what works for me in this world. Let's see what works for y'all. Let me go watch this. True. But everybody's doing good. I kind of don't want to change nobody's shit because...
Yeah, you're using yourself as like the test dummy. We're doing that. So we're doing the same thing. I'm curious, like I guess it's more on a personal level. Are you scared to promote anybody personally? Like, so like, for example, we were signed to a network mm-hmm. and like we didn't really get a lot of promo.
Yeah.
Like us personally.
Uh-huh.
Which like had we gotten even just a little bit of it, it'd be a different situation for us. Which we're not, by the way, we're not salty about. I'm not trying to throw any shade. I'm just actually curious because you're doing the same thing, right? You're starting a network. You're doing your own thing. Are you going to be, or have you already been promoting people lately? Like, hey, like
no,
this
I'm
guy
not
just
going
signed
to
the network. Like,
you're not going to
follow him.
Why?
I'm not going to.
Why not?
If I see a moment they have, then yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's worth.
But
you
just
know,
okay,
just a moment. But nah, I think people gotta like you here. Our side of the network is really more of a, not a pods. For those who don't know, I'm knowing people that gets 4 views that are doing 40K a month.
Fuck.
It's people that make money. Yeah. I'm like, where's my money?
Facts.
I'm not making that off at all. So it's like, yo, they doing their thing. If you make, it depends on what you want. You want to be longevity or you comfortable with the money you make? Like, that's a conversation they would have to have with me. Because I realized that with me, myself. That I would cut people off without telling them why.
Okay.
Because they were supposed to know.
Yeah.
Why? You're supposed to know.
But okay, so let me ask you a question though. So you guys are you're building this network, right? All these pods, you're bringing creators in. Like, I'm going to assume that you have some sort of cut from them in their earnings and whatever they do.
Uh-huh.
Like, isn't it in your interest to promo them?
Not if they're going to make the same amount of money regardless.
If you promo them, they wouldn't. They'd make more.
Maybe.
No, for sure.
But
view counts.
You're saying
go
it's
up.
Not a guarantee.
I will say.
But like, what does it like? What, like, At what cost?
Mind you, the people that are signing are not signing for me. That shouldn't be
it's for the group.
It's for the company.
No, it's for the company. So, like, the network. It's for the company.
So the network should be promoting the people that they have under their network.
Yeah.
True. But Chiclet promoting everyone that's under the network, even though he's associated as well with the network, is just going to saturate his brand into that. True.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Like, where, for you, what's the negative of saying, hey, we just signed this guy, whatever, go give him a follow?
I probably won't like they pod. Nah, the negative would be for me is, damn, that sucks though. But the truth would be like, it's a waste of like.
A story post?
Not really a story. Because it's hard. Sometimes you don't get no views, so it's not worth
true,
it.
True, true.
Like on something like that, like nobody checks it out.
True.
Like we would have to do some. How about you put me on your pod? How about that's the way I'll do it?
That makes sense.
No, yeah, yeah. No, listen.
I'd rather do that, though.
Yeah, certain ways.
Yeah, yeah. I'd rather figure out a formula, but we're not that deep in yet.
Yeah.
True.
No, these are probably things you're going to have to think about.
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
I'm actually just curious where your head's at because, like, we started a network as well, but we don't have, like, we don't have the followers you guys. We don't have that influence.
So just join us.
So say listen.
We probably won't promote you.
He's already drafted the contract.
But then
you're not going to promote us anyway.
Yeah.
But like I'm asking because like.
No, it is good questions though.
We don't give a fuck. Like the kind of guys we are is like, yo, you're signed to us. Like you're signed to our network. Yeah, I'll promote the fuck out of you. Like your success is my success. Mm-hmm. So that's our mindset. Yeah. And to
without oversaturating it, obviously.
No, but at the same time, oversaturating it, bro, the way I see it is this. Like, the people who follow you, if you actually like this person and their pod and what they're doing, you're going to, A, want to do it anyways. And B, is like, you also, like, the other side of it is, do you want to be known as the guy who owns a network as well? Like, if you want that to be secret, that's a whole different story.
True.
Yeah.
But if you're like, yo, by the way, I'm making this power move. And not only do I have my brand and what I'm doing, now I'm building this powerhouse of a network.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I want these motherfuckers to succeed.
Yeah, we're actually trying to figure out a way where it could all be under the network.
True.
That's the idea, yeah.
Yeah, where it's not solely personal, based off me. Yep. Like, you got to bring your shit to the table.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, the reality is that you are going to drive it at the beginning.
Yeah, but people are actually not, because this is a brand new idea. People are wanting to be on, not because of me.
No.
I'm saying, like, the talent.
The talent, yeah. But I'm saying, like, bro, to boost the network.
No, yeah. But I'm saying the people that was signing, because this is, we didn't even have a network. People wanted to come on board.
Yeah.
Not even for the views or for the boost, just because it was a good idea, like, to build this family.
Yes. Sure, yeah.
So, like, you know, I was on, we have a, her name is Rachel La Loca. I was on her pod because I wanted to be. Like, she's talented, and I was like, cool, and yeah. I was learning from it. You know, she was on ABC News for this. I've never done nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. True.
So there's these people that are coming on board that, yeah, I get views, but I don't know how to do what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, you're learning. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And, that's the humble part.
And it really had nothing to do with me while they was getting on board. It had to do everything to do with those two guys.
Yeah.
That's why I brought up the team.
With Don and Mike. It had nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
I now wanted to be like, because they was building this pod network. Well, I don't know if that's the direction they wanted to go, but it ended up happening. I'm like, nah, we got to go in this direction. I want to be on board of your team.
Yes.
So the team that's there had nothing to do with me.
True. No, for sure.
You know, but I do.
I'm saying solely from like a, bro, you could boost it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Right? I want to build the network though where everybody gets seen under the same thing. And yes. It doesn't solely like, if.
There's no hierarchy of talent.
It's just like, yo, we're all here. If my face is what brings and drives it, then put me just higher up on the page. Like, let's say if it was YouTube and you focus solely on video.
Yep.
I want to build a playlist where, yeah, here's the different pods or...
Yes.
Trying to build something like that where here's everything, but yeah, I post your own shit. I'll just playlist it on my page.
Yes.
And this is what... Not my page specifically, but on this network page.
Yes.
And that's kind of the direction where we all push each other. Because it's not building something where... I want this money, and that's it. It's like, nah, I'm getting a lot of information. Y'all getting the bread.
Yeah.
Bro, there's people that are getting bread from this podcast shit. I don't know how much y'all doing much. I'm sure y'all doing well. I ain't getting shit. I ain't make a dollar off this podcast and shit yet.
Yeah.
And I'm
It's a tough grind, bro. Yeah. It's a long grind.
I'm me. Yeah. I feel like I'm shadow banned on YouTube right now, but.
Could be.
Yeah, we are for sure.
Yeah, we are
but too. I don't want to keep saying that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because the more I say that, the more it becomes real.
Yeah.
I just want to be like, yo, my shit going to be open. I try to put, like, I know with Instagram, when I get shadow banned, I throw money into a video and then, okay.
It opens. Like promo it? And
yeah. And it opens right away.
Fuck.
I figured that out years
ago.
They're
like, yo, you got to pay us, bro. You want to
I mean, you're making fucking hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars on their network and they don't get a dollar.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, they see that.
True.
Here you go.
Money buys happiness.
Yeah. Money buys happiness.
We're going to have to ask you again because you said yes and then you said no about money buys happiness.
Hold on.
Before we get there, I got a question.
Oh, you got something?
Because we had a video go pretty viral recently, and it was a pod we did. We're just like a couple guys. We're just like shooting the shit, and we're talking about how important it is for guys to chill with their boys.
Yeah.
And for your partner to understand that, and deeper to that point was like, guys can go to their boys for advice, but then also sometimes it's just like therapeutic to just like just talk shit, you know, and like mentally what that does for a man, it's crazy because we have a very wolf pack mentality. That's how men move, right? When you're in a group with your boys, like it's just a vibe.
Don't look at me.
You can't even explain it. Like you just leave and you're like, oh, I feel good. Like we did nothing and I feel great.
The good thing is that I feel like I'm bi because Melanie's one of the guys. You heard that Drake new lyric?
No,
that's on Drake's new album.
That's crazy.
No, you took in the whole thing like that, eh?
Bro.
I was checking every lyric.
I feel like
is
I'm
that
bi.
Shit on replay? Like,
what would you say that? I feel like I'm bi?
Yeah, you heard that quick.
Okay. All right, my fault that I cut people off.
It's okay. I'm curious what your thoughts are on that.
Even for guys, but also for women too, to have their...
bro. Wolfpack mentality on the
wait.
Yeah.
Having time with your friends.
Say the question.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you agree with that?
Wait, no, but say it.
Do you agree with the importance of... There's two sides to it. Do you agree with the importance, like, as a man, I actually need time with my boys, let's say, once a week, twice a week, whatever. Yeah. It's just like, leave me the fuck alone. Like, I'm going to do this. We're going to hang out and do whatever. Vice versa, do you think it's important for your partner to understand that?
The problem is, Melanie's never around, so I have to do it.
That's how you keep them.
I got to chill with my boys.
Switch up on them.
No, but it is definitely a difference. I just spoke about this.
You say I'm never around, but Chiglet complained before that he needed guy time.
That shit was five years ago.
So I gave it to
him. And I asked for one day.
You'll never hear.
That shit was six years ago.
Till death, fam.
And it was for Wednesday. I said, I want to chill with him on Wednesdays. She would go to work on Wednesday and then be like, oh, let me link up with you. I'm like, yo, chill.
You're with your boys.
I'm with my boy. Not even boys.
Just one.
Just one dude.
You can't even get them all.
Like, let me cheat in peace.
Yeah.
But yeah, crazy. I think Melanie, she didn't understand it back then. Even though she let me do it, it's clearly still gets brought up to this day.
Well, because you're not going to jack that I'm gone all the time when you made that request.
You could make that excuse to make me like the bad guy.
But I'm not making you look like a bad guy. I'm holding you accountable for what you asked for.
One day. So give me one day and that's it.
You got your one day. You got 5 days.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now you got one day with me.
Yeah. She right?
You see how that happens? You see how that works?
Yeah, whatever.
But that's not even fucking
but
true,
I do
bro.
Think it is important for men to get men vibe. I mean, chilling with this bitch all day. It's different.
Yeah, it's a difference.
Nah, it's definitely
important. It's different. I do need a vent. Yeah. I do need to vent. What you vent about? I'm about your stupid ass.
My stupid ass?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went on a bachelor trip this weekend. Uh-huh. And that's the first time, not the first time, but the first time it's a group of girls in an Airbnb. What?
What you thought I said?
You said that shit look whack.
I said bachelorette.
I thought you said that shit look whack. I was like, no, I was ready. But it was definitely that energy, slumber party energy, just chilling with girls. We there venting about like what pet peeve we have about our partners. Mm-hmm. And I tell him right away, yo, he knows mine. This motherfucker would be like, yo, babe, where's my phone?
I do that shit too.
Where's my phone? I'm like, it's right here, next Y and Z. I don't see it. I don't see the phone.
Nah.
I come over here and I'm like, motherfucker.
Nah, I notice that's my shit. Is before I even look, I say, where is it?
Yo.
Right?
True.
Oh, you do those ones. Yeah.
But the reason why, Melanie moves my shit all the time.
That should be right there.
It do be there because she moved it.
So you're already asking because you're like, oh, she already moved it for sure.
She moved it.
Yeah.
And it still be, like, it be in front of my face, but it's not where I left it.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
I left it over there.
Yeah.
And then sometimes she'd be like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, how? I had it here.
Yeah.
Where is it? Yeah. I don't know.
That yeah. shit right there, bro. No.
So that.
But it was great. It's great energy to like just have a slumber party vibe. Yeah, nobody yeah. deal.
I like my boy so sometimes.
I like both ways. You. Like guy, my like guys and girls.
Yeah. No, I gotta cut him off because yeah. this motherfucker spoke for like an hour. Y'all was talking about y'all shit. Y'all had a whole guy's shit right here, and I'm here trying to figure out how the fuck do I time in here? I'm just sitting.
Nah,
here.
You're in.
Now I am.
No, you've been in.
Because this motherfucker ready to cut me off every 10 minutes.
So you had some girls' time. That's what
I
you're
did,
saying.
I did, and it was much definitely needed? Necessary.
So you're going to have some boys' time anytime soon, like a trip like that?
Yo, what about a bachelor party?
Columbia.
You guys going to do bachelorette party?
Come yeah. on, Columbia.
Columbia's dangerous. A good time.
It's dangerous.
It is
dangerous.
Oh, yeah, it's bad over there.
No, not dangerous like that.
No, not dangerous like that. I'm trying to swear. It's real good over there.
Yeah.
He's trying
to get me back already.
I really don't think, even if he went, and I know the stigma with Colombia, bad bitches for like $1.
Yeah, literally.
The baddest bitches for $1.
Yeah, nah, fire, bro.
You get like 10 bad bitches in your Airbnb. It's lit. Y'all
500.
Shit off these bitches.
I've heard.
500.
500.
I've heard.
But I know this motherfucker. And I really don't think he's going to have any bitches on him because he's very much like, don't touch me.
When?
Don't touch me. Oh, it was because he was around me. That's what it was?
Damn.
Because I took him to a strip club one time.
Oh, shit.
Not even, bro. There's cameras in New York and shit like that. You talking about I'm in Colombia, no cameras.
There's going to be cameras.
Badge.
Just believe.
Like, they be 10 out of 10s, bro.
My friend's cousin's going to be the ones pulling up.
You're going to expect me not to? And you want me to what? I got to fuck.
Where are we going now?
Oh,
hold on. Where are you going?
You're going to end up with a bald spot by the end of this pod.
Damn. We need some invites to that, though.
To what? To the Columbia. Bachelor?
Yeah.
Nah, y'all Canadian.
Come on.
He's like, nah, bro. We don't fuck with you.
That's crazy.
Nah, that's crazy.
Nah, let's see if I even have one. I mean.
Shut up, bro. Shut up. Man said,
well, you
bro,
stopped you, drinking, no?
You said Columbia.
You have to start again.
Said, I didn't even finish the word. I said Bachelor. He said Columbia. But I didn't even finish the word. And I was like, I don't know.
Can we get a joke about that already, man? But.
Nah. For real.
I'm. I don't know if I'm going to do a bachelor party. You doing a bachelorette?
Yeah, I'm doing one. I'm doing a slumber. I love the Airbnb vibes. The girls just chilling with your girls. Y'all get dressed. Our shit, our definition, though, is different than y'all definition. Like,
I don't drink.
Look at y'all ready to have 15 bitches at y'all spot. We ain't had no men.
Y'all stupid.
Yeah. The only man that was around us was the waiters. Like, give me shots.
Yeah, y'all dumb. She was stupid. Some guy commented on my shit last night because I posted that she just came back from Mexico. He was like, why would you let her do that? She 1,000% cheated on you while she was out there.
Damn.
And I'm like, yo, I don't even give a fuck. She about to be married to me. Let me get her shit off.
I'll say less. I'm
said
really
that to
not
yesterday.
That type of girl.
Wait, stop this. If she did something that wouldn't cheese you?
Don't tell me.
As long as you find out?
Nah.
What if you found out like 10 years later?
I probably wouldn't care. I think I'm getting to this point in life where I don't give a fuck.
And you see, welcome to this. Every time I get to this version, I was very jealous 5 years ago. I was toxic. You know, you young.
Yeah.
And I'm getting to a place where I'm like, yo, I really bro. Don't care.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I don't want to have that energy towards us. Talk to all the bitches you want.
Yeah.
If you end up going home with one, good. I'm just not going to be here for you.
Okay.
There's just consequences.
That's whack.
I don't need it. What, you want me to stay?
Yeah.
There's consequences to your actions. I just don't need to be like, fuck out of here. How you did this to me? Why'd you do this? No, we don't need to do that.
You're not going
to
do all
you
that.
You need to do that.
You want me to do that? You want me to slice your neck a little bit?
This guy, you like it toxic a little
he
bit.
He do.
Eh?
I feel like you're kind of down
when
with
he came,
it.
When I came home from the trip, he was like, yo, I missed you. There was no one to be toxic with.
Damn.
It was just boring. Me and my dog was both bored. Yeah, she was in the room alone. Like, she didn't even come see me that one day. Like, me and my dog both had this day. We were like,
space.
Like, yo, you stay over there, I stay over here.
You came chill with him.
Like, we don't even want to chill right now. It was both sad as fuck. Like, what do we do?
Damn.
Yeah, we just slept.
So the next time we see you, you're going to have a kid? You're going to be married?
No, wait, let's see.
We're going to be married for sure.
We're going to be married for sure.
When's the wedding? You guys decide that or not?
Maybe.
All right. My bad.
I gotta go to venues. I gotta go to venues.
That's the scary part too. It's like, damn, now you're gonna be busy with venues. I'm already complaining I don't see you. Now you're gonna be busy.
You're supposed to be doing this shit with me.
I'm not doing that.
There's no way you have to go to the venues with me.
You gotta play Fortnite.
No way, bro.
Fortnite venues.
No, that's your. This is what you wanted. You put it together.
So you want me to go?
You want to have a kid? Give yourself a kid.
No, no, fuck this.
Yo, bro, keep it a buck. Nah, I know y'all was about to end this shit. What do you have any say when it comes to decorations or anything? Keep it 1,000 with me right now.
No.
Right? So I'm going to go to this venue, say I don't like it. Oh, but I do.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't even matter what you say.
Yeah. All
right, but let me tell you something right now.
Or the thing is, if you try to have a say, it just starts an argument. No. So then you're just like, bro.
No.
Pick one.
No.
I feel like she'll already know what she wants and then.
It ain't even that.
No.
Because I would respect it. But I asked you for your opinion. You say you don't care because you think I don't care, but I asked you for your opinion. Okay. Now, you show up at this fucking venue and you start complaining about it, I'm be like, you say you don't care. Because this motherfucker would dead ass start nitpicking everything. I don't like that. Why'd you did this? Why'd you did this? Motherfucker.
But even if I had a say, you still going to do that shit.
Yes. I'm gonna
and
take
I'm still
say.
Not going to like it. That's why. Like, yesterday we going through chairs. We want to find chairs for the pod, right? And no lie, like 4 or 5 years ago, I was picking these kind of chairs and they were hideous to her. Oh, like you have no taste.
That.
Now she's picking these ugly ass chairs because they're ugly to me now. I was like, wait, we got off that wave a long time ago. Yeah, that was definitely like they're like bachelor chairs. Like,
yes.
Like some shit where you have a strip pole in the
middle of
your
not.
In your living room or some
shit. No, they're like library chairs.
Yeah, or
like,
or
if you have a study in your house.
Like with the two.
Yeah, bro.
Not that high up. It was like a long
with
neck,
the little
like a long
buttons
back.
In the back. Like not buttons.
Some of those.
Like a recliner.
See how now it's just
some of those.
This. Yes. It's the old ones that have the shit in it, like right here. We ain't doing that, bro.
He don't see the vision.
You want like a leather.
He don't see the vision.
Beanbag, like what is it?
The shit is that we have a door that shit don't really fit through. So like the chairs I really want, they're nice. I want a swivel chair, but she was like, you're going
to
move too much.
You have to build it inside the room. Get it in the room and then build it.
But the thing is, it won't fit.
Sometimes these chairs do come together.
They've been coming together, a lot of them. And it just won't fit. Like how I don't fit inside that. When I fit, you fit.
So when's the wedding though?
We're aiming for next year though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aiming for September 2024. I hit him with that shit. Y'all was talking about kids and y'all didn't even ask me.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry.
We definitely had that.
Nah, I hit him. I said, oh yeah, we did. I remember now.
You dumbass.
I'm still hungover.
Okay. These guys, they don't ask me shit.
Yo, listen, so we've been doing something different on the pod recently. We've been ending it off with asking the guests to manifest something for themselves. So that we can look back on this, let's say a year later, and be like, yo, and when it hits, and we can cut, you guys, you can cut the clip, take it, manifest it, boom, and it happened. What do you guys want to manifest for yourselves?
You think manifest is ever going to be like a problem word? Like, no. Oh, it's man in it.
Oh,
that, like, I mean, yo, listen, yeah, in New York City, it might be, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have that drama.
We have that drama too, but it's crazy over here.
Yeah, it's wild. But, okay, I've been saying it. Yo, even when I think negative thoughts right now, I'll be like, $1 million, I'll stop it. Mm. That's what I want. I want to manifest me being more concrete with myself, like more just do it, less complaining, like just get it done. I want to be that. And that's how I'm going to get my $1 million.
Boom.
Like to see it. I've never saw $1 million.
Yeah.
I've never saw
one shot.
Yeah, I've never saw it.
Okay. How about you, Melanie?
I'm manifesting for my TV debut series, movie series.
Debut
movie series?
Yeah,
what?
Like something, one of those.
What the fuck does that mean?
Something in that area.
You know. Let's get it more concrete. That's not
a movie series.
Give us one thing.
Is it Marvel a movie series?
Marvel is
a Harry Potter a movie series.
Harry Potter is, yeah. Marvel isn't Harry
Potter.
So you
want your own
Marvel
movie series?
Marvel is a movie series.
No. Like that would be like Iron Man is a movie series. Marvel's like the studio.
That's what you mean.
Facts.
Who invited this dude on?
No, because you got to manifest exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You got to manifest exact word for word.
Yeah.
Hold up. Y'all let him rock with concrete.
Yeah.
But
that means the same thing.
I'm manifest. All right, so let's be specific. I'm manifesting
specific.
That I'm going to be specific. I'm manifesting that I'll be a superhero or I would love to do an action comedy movie.
Okay.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm manifesting a comedy series.
Okay.
I laughed at your manifest.
Why are you laughing, you hating ass bitch?
No, it's okay. Now when it comes through, he's going to be laughing at it.
Yeah.
You're going
to
look back
and laughing. No, it just, I don't know. I want to be a superhero. It's funny to me. Remind me
just,
of like.
Just to hear, just to hear someone
yeah,
say
like, just say that. No, I can understand that you're going to act or be a superhero. But it's kind of like, I'm already a superhero. So it's like, yo, you can't come up with your own dreams.
Oh my God. We're not even talking about
you fucking narcissist.
Okay, and I need you guys to manifest something for us.
All right.
Okay. We need Drake on the pod. We've been this is something that we tried to be manifesting for ourselves.
Oh, I know. Become an industry plant and you'll get him.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, we already tried that too.
We
tried that already. It didn't work. So I need you to like hit us with a manifestation for us for Drake to come on the podcast.
You just told me what to wish for you.
No, yeah. So wish it for me. So I'm saying.
I manifest for you that Drake will be on your pod.
I manifest for you that Drake will be on both of our pods.
And Drake's going to hit you. Drake's team is going to hit us up, all of us.
Yeah, but, I mean, you guys deserve that, right?
I think so.
There you go.
I think it'll be perfect for him to be on your pod. Money buys happiness.
Facts.
My guy.
Who better else?
Yo, it's crazy, true, right?
Yeah.
Drake, come on the bunny.
Talk about all the money I'm spending.
Don't do it. Do what you were gonna do, fam.
Yo, damn.
Say it to the cam, though. Say it to the
cam. Yo, Drake, come on the Money Buys Happiness pod. What? Toronto, Canada Goose.
What?
Yes.
Canada Goose. You
start saying Canadian shit.
Hey.
Canadian bacon. Snow.
It's snowing over there.
Elks.
What the fuck?
I feel like
you guys really think we're in like igloos for real.
Yeah, I eat elks, right?
Yeah, I have those.
Yeah,
right?
I eat elk bacon and shit like that over there.
Instead of deers, yeah, I have elks.
What's the other
around
place called? The other popular place?
What the fuck?
It's Montreal. Montreal. They eat elk over there.
Yeah. Y'all don't have elks. Like, we have deers. Yeah, I have elks.
No,
we have deers. I mean, bro, we live in like.
I think we have deers too.
No, I think we have.
Yo, like, bro. Yo, I seen a thing saying that in almost every borough but Brooklyn, coyotes live.
Oh, for real?
Yeah,
that's kind of fucked.
I don't know if that's real.
That's scary.
But
that's, yeah, those things will fuck around.
My fault for ending it like that.
No, it's all good. No, we're gonna end it.
So just
for
so
all the
know,
dogs
in every borough.
That's for all the dog promo.
That's crazy.
Do you guys still believe money buys happiness?
I'm not gonna lie. Said, I know this is your ending question.
You said no,
but
I do. You said yes.
I said no back there.
Yeah.
All right. So now, since then, Melanie has been struggling financially.
Okay.
And now I do believe money do.
No, hold on. Because you said last episode, you're like, yo, when I was broke, I was happy.
I was, but like right now.
Not with me complaining. It depends on the lifestyle you want, bro.
Yeah.
I think your wants increase too.
So
I'm not where I want to be financially right now. Mm-hmm. And so like my mindset is kind of like panicking. And you can't be happy if you're panicking.
Who wants to live like that?
Yeah. And so when you financially stable and money's flowing in your life, like you ain't worrying about that. You could buy, drink, eat, do whatever you want.
One less worry.
Yeah. What? So for hell fucking yeah, money do buy happiness.
Yes, I love to change up the switch up.
But what if it's what I said earlier? Happiness buys money.
It's actually both things. Yeah.
Because
when you're doing something that makes you happy,
the money usually
flows in.
Yeah. So if you don't stress the money, because you're not stressing it because you're happy.
Well, you have to.
That is very true.
I feel like there's
good contradictions. We changed it today.
Contradictions, you know?
I'm the biggest contradicting person, hypocrite there probably is on this planet.
But yo, the thing about that quickly is that means that you're actually trying to like grow.
I don't think there's anything wrong with being a hypocrite.
No. You learn. You're learning.
Well, no, you're learning. That's what I'm saying. Like if you're contradicting yourself, that means you're actually trying to see both sides.
Yeah.
Whereas like if you're stubborn, like you're not growing. You're just staying there like a fucking.
Push-ups every day, you tell me to do push-ups every day, and it doesn't work for me. Does that make you a hypocrite?
No, man. No.
Yeah, that's a good.
It just
point.
Don't work for me.
That's a good point.
Or if I tell you to do it, but you don't do that because that don't work for me. It might work for you though.
True. Yeah.
That's it.
Damn.
Happiness buys money though. I mean, apparently that's
what
it
do,
is.
That should do.
We changing the branding.
Change the whole. Yeah.
And Drake. You heard it. It wasn't me this time saying it.
Yeah, you had to add that A.
Look at this guy.
You had to.
That's just how we talk, bro.
I don't know. When you guys are speaking now, y'all use it a little less, but you spoke to Drake and that shit came.
We're spending too much time in the States.
That shit
bro.
Came right away.
We turned Canadian again.
Yo, thank you guys for having us.
Of course, man.
I appreciate it. This is my favorite pod. I'm not even going to lie. I love coming on this shit.
Thank you, man.
For real.
We watched the first one back again and
It's so good, bro.
It was such a good conversation.
Yeah, bro. It was real.
It was good. Yeah.
It was real. And it was my, that was my favorite interview ever. I told a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So every time I bring it up, like, oh, where you going, Money? And I was like, oh, you know, the Canadian guys, there's like Money Buys Happiness. I'm like, damn, everybody remembers it already. Yeah. Like, you know, because I speak about it, I'm like, oh, that's fire. Like,
I appreciate that, bro.
No,
I'll be trying to mansplain it. You remember that time? Wait, Money Buys Happiness? Yeah, okay.
we know.
Yeah, we know what you joke about. So
we're about to do round three, probably. Yeah. Next year again?
Yeah, you know, I'm more of a hit it and quit it kind of guy, but
I'm crying.
Take my time, round love three. That.
8 years later, yeah. In the ring, yeah.
Hey. Are we in New York?
New York?
Yeah. New York.
It's not ya, it's yo.
New York.
Yeah.
And we out this bitch.
Right? York.
York. Yeah. New York.
And we out this bitch.
You want a coffee, huh?
Want coffee?
We drinking coffee?
Couple coffee?
Good job, guys.
No, see?
I don't speak like that, it's coffee.
Yo, we gotta stop. We sound like idiots, bro.
No funny?
What do you mean?
Chill.
Cut the fucking mics, bro.
Nah. You want to hear something funny? I was doing accents in the batch. We was doing like a joke with like multiple accents, and they have the habit of saying like, yeah, I sound Jamaican in all my accents.
Yeah. For real? Let's hear it.
Nah, they definitely do. My Italian accent sounds Jamaican.
My Italian accent sounds Jamaican.
Italian accent, that's, and I realized this the other day, that's where we get our New York accent
from.
I've never realized that until...
No, it's Italian.
Yeah, the Italian.
Recently.
That's us, fam. We're Italian, you know that.
I want to get some pizza.
You're Italian too, fam.
I was also little, but I want to get some pizza. You know, Paulie, he went down on 75th. Ah, Maria, she was there.
Yo,
that's like a couple accents in one, though.
Yeah, that's what it be.
So wait, let me try my British accent.
There's some British in that one too.
Yeah, was British.
That's what I thought it was. That's what I thought you was going with it. No, then I'm like, oh, she said Italian. Maria, it's Italian.
No, that was Italian.
Just speak your regular New York accent.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty much, yeah.
It's pretty close.
Okay, but let me do my London accent.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, wait, let me...
You want a bottle of water?
No, I don't want a bottle of water. I want...
That's Jamaican.
That's
Jamaican. Yeah.
She just became Jamaican.
I don't want a bottle of water. I just want to chill, mate. And I want a coffee. Yeah, with my Jamaican accent. Yeah, man, we're here smoking, chilling with Bob Marley. It don't go.
Yo, they all low-key
sound
the same.
That was better.
That was went around the world in two sentences.
Yo, Wagwan Don. We got Don Jamaican in the back too. So he gonna rate it 1 through 10, Don.
Don.
20. Hey!
That's my management.
Yo. All right, guys, we appreciate you.
Thank you, man. Thank you,
guys. Thank you, guys.
It's a pleasure. Yo, we fucking out.